Case number 10,039, David and Susan Lilly, west of Route 22, east of Walnut Street, being lot 36 within Bay City Mobile Home Park, a variance from the maximum allowable lot coverage in a mobile home park.
Name and address.
David Lilly, 25912 Walnut Street, Hillsborough.
Lilly, is the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Gentlemen?
Good evening, sir. Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
We put a sun porch on, and we found out when we went for the CBO that we were over the allowable lot coverage.
Okay. Did you obtain the permit?
No, sir.
You didn't?
A builder framed it out for us, and I finished it over the last year or so.
So he went to get the permit for you?
Yes, sir.
What might be the name of the builder?
Mr. Mears. Bill Mears.
Bill Mears. And do you have an address for Mr. Mears?
No, sir.
Can you get the address and provide that to the office in the morning?
Yeah, I believe I... Can I let my wife look at this for a second?
Did you ask Mr. Mears to be here with you this evening?
No, sir.
Is there a name of the bit of it? Does he go by Bill Mears, or does he have a business name?
Bill Mears, as far as I know. Okay.
What is the actual size of your lot?
I believe that it's 70 by 77. That was one of the old maps I saw one time.
70 by 77?
Yes, sir.
That's what it appears to be here.
And we just heard earlier they were 70 by 80. Through that first case we had, this is Bay City also, correct? If we just heard the testimony in the first case was 70 by 80, the gentleman swore this is 70.
Well, he may have been, was he referring to all lots?
All lots, yeah, on the old map. Remember, 1990, yeah, all the old lots were 70 by 80.
Because we've got some in here, 80 by 100, 70 by 70.
Well, this one here is 63 by 77. Based on that, they're not even 5,000 square feet. You'd only end up with 4,851 square feet.
70 by 77.
Yeah. But yeah, and we heard they were 70, but all the old ones were. The 20 feet was added on to just so they could build on the lot. But it was never approved. None of them look like they're the same. Looking at this map.
Sounds like we need a survey.
I think we need a survey. Yeah, we do need a survey, it looks to me. Because
this one
these,
is 70 by 77.
And we heard a testament a while ago. I mean, earlier in our first case.
Well, there's two different parts to this park. Some of, and. Like the gentleman said in the first one, there's some that he's added on to. So they're not all going to be the exact same size.
But he said?
They're not, based on the maps that we have, they're not all the same size at all.
Because based on his testimony, though, he had them pegged at 70 by 80.
For just those four lots.
For those four lots?
Yeah.
But what about this, within this lot here, this gentleman don't even have So he doesn't even know exactly what's up. He doesn't have no way of knowing, because we heard earlier testimony, it's not even on their deed or their apartment or rental. They don't really know. They just get a piece of paper.
Yeah.
So I would concur with you that a survey may be in order. Then. I mean, in all fairness to the gentleman, the applicant, how does he really know? He may have more than, you know, right now, because he'd be about 44% over.
The only thing he's approved for as of January 3rd of 92 is 70 by 77. That was the last revised for that park.
Not that part of it.
Yeah. Well, for the park.
For the park.
The last plot plan that was approved was in 92. And going off that, this one is 70 by 77. Is what Lawrence looked at it earlier before the meeting.
If an inspector goes out there, is there any difficulty in finding
pins
and
for these lots?
If they marked one, we would just go on the dimensions that are approved. We would pull at 70 feet, mark that, and then check the setbacks. But we're just going to go off what the most recent approval is, which would be 70 feet. So if he found a pin, and it's hard to find the pins in there, most time the park owner has to set them for us. They just go off 70 by 77.
True.
It's
sounds
hard.
Like another park that we're aware of.
Hard to get mobile home parks to have them clearly marked for us. One of our big difficulties.
Really
for almost all the mobile home parks.
No longer a problem in Sea Air?
Mm-mm. Not with the surveys.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, in all fairness to the applicants, yeah, I mean, it should be. I'm trying to help you out here because, you know, you, the way it looks.
Well, where our particular lot is, and back of us is just dead space that goes to the canal, the boat docks.
Did you have to fill your lot in any at all with any dirt or anything to bring it up?
Yes, sir.
You didn't have to fill it in. You didn't fill any. Did get any? Again, any wetland or any water in there? You just had to fill in a couple feet to bring it up. Then.
Yes, sir.
Was that to make your lot longer, so you make this fit?
No, sir. It was just to raise the lot up.
To raise it up.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I went down and I seen where it'd been like somebody moved some dirt and stuff in. So that was just to raise your lot up to make it level to run that out with?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, sir, I appreciate that. You know, the way I see these are just...
So when it was realized that you had built two large structure in this on this property, what happened then?
Well, when I went to when first state come out and inspected the finished job, I given the okay, and he sent the paperwork into the county here, and I thought I'd get my CO. Instead, I got the notice of in violation because of the 35%, which I was unaware of.
Right. And that's based on the owner setting a pin and determining where the lot is.
If we went out, the park owner would have to set the pins for us to come out and do our measurements. And actually, our inspector had went out, and he's the one that added it all up. Going off the square footage on what was approved, I can pass this down. This is what was approved in 1992. This is the most recent one we have.
So the assumption is that the lot is 70 by 77, and he is...
That's what was approved in 92, is for it to be 70 by 77. I mean, the lots are all different sizes.
Based on what is built on the property, it's over the 35%.
Right, okay. Based on those dimensions. If you want more accurate, you have...
That's fine. That's fine.
Yep. Is that a practice that on a lot of these lots standard that they fill them in to bring them up to elevation? Let me for the flood insurance?
Yes, sir. I believe so, but I don't know that to be a fact right now. It used to always be that way.
Because the first floor on a trailer, you wouldn't have to fill in to bring it up. If on a trailer to meet that for the flood insurance, I'm sure that's or maybe someone is saying, right?
Oh, I had to be at the time. I had to be 9 feet above flood stage.
Okay.
And to do that, I guess that's why they had to raise my lot probably 3 feet in guesstimating. And then naturally the home was sat on it. And
But what concerns me with that, though, would be the drainage. What type of adverse effect would that raising your lot would have the effect on somebody else or on the park as a whole, if everybody had to do it?
Alongside of me is that way, too, and across the street from me is all raised
But I mean,
up.
But over time, will it have a, you know, substantial adverse effect on the drainage down there in that particular area, in the park as a whole?
Yeah, it could have.
I mean, because you wouldn't have to raise them up. I wouldn't think for flood insurance, you're not the flood zone. The trailer, the first floor of the trailer would meet that way. Why would it have to be up 9 feet?
Flood stage, that was a requirement. It had to be surveyed, mm-hmm. and had to be 9 feet above sea level at the time. Above, I'm not using the right terminology there, but a flood stage or
flood
whatever
zone.
It is. Yes.
In a flood zone.
Yes.
Okay. But I would think it would have, like I said, an adverse effect on the drainage, you know, in the park there as well as on the other people.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Bottom line is, you rely on the builder to obtain the permit and advise you. Is that correct? Of what size? Who determined what size?
I had a concrete slab or patio, whatever you call it, put in first by a contractor, and I got the C of O for that. Because I remember Mr. Meir asked me that, you know, have you got a C of O for this? I said yes, I do. Mm-hmm. And I showed that to him, so he, you know, got the permit for the sunroom, and I just assumed everything was fine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, just for the record,
yes, sir.
You can concrete your whole yard, okay? That doesn't make building on it legal.
Yes, I understand that now.
So who determined how large a size of structure to put on here to add to?
The size of the sunroom?
Yes.
That was all my wife and I.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Does anyone else have a diagram of this? I don't have one in my application.
Oh, no, diagram, no. Do we have a diagram of the structure?
Did you submit a diagram of the your house?
Mr. Mears submitted the for the sunroom. Yes, he drew it up.
I mean, for this here.
When you applied.
With this application, did you submit the diagram?
Of how your house sits on the parcel?
You did?
Yes. I don't recall, but she does. And
we don't have one.
The inspector said that he had tried to contact him and ask him for one, and we never got one. So the inspector went out and measured everything and then took the size of the lot and determined the 35%. He said all the setbacks were okay. That's per Dean Pettyjohn, the inspector. Setbacks were okay, which is 35%.
Do you have a drawing that shows us the building on the lot?
That'd be good.
Red.
Can you give it to the young lady down there? I understand there may be some opposition. Can you make a copy? Is that the drawing of the?
This is just the construction plans showing that he went to code compliance.
Is this your structure?
I can make a copy of it if you.
If it's not a drawing, then no, we don't.
Not a drawing of the house.
The top one, George?
Yes.
Okay. We couldn't get one.
Okay. Well,
beach urban. Beach urban.
As far as I'm concerned, if we don't have a drawing, then I'm not ready to approve anything.
And where you came, you're going to be able to tell what you've gone.
Right.
Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will...
No, you haven't asked for opposition.
We've got a commitment from the board. You all finished, Mr. Edmonds? You all finished? Any other questions?
Yeah, no questions.
Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Got one coming up.
You can sit right down in front here, sir, if you will. There's a gentleman here in opposition. Ma'am, fair in the back. Do you have a question too, ma'am?
I just wanted to comment that the landlord is still here if you had questions about the lot dimensions. The landlord
remains in. Oh, okay.
Excuse me. I have the owner's...
Great. Yes, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter from a Dan Wien who is here.
Okay.
Name and address.
Name is Dan Wien, W-I-E-N. Address is 25867 Berry Street, Bay City, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. I just found out about the variance request from the Woolies yesterday. I put together a letter, right? I think gave the administrator a copy for each of the board members. And I'd just like to go through that letter with you for a couple seconds to make sure. And Mr. Calloway, it was interesting listening to your questions or some of your comments, because it's actually what's at the heart of my objections and several other people who have just had it with this whole problem that's going on in Bay City. Anyhow, I would like to
thank you.
Premise my comments with, I have never met Mr. Or Mrs. Lilly, and I feel very bad that they're in this predicament. But I also have to tell you, I feel much worse, right? And I think you would too if you saw some of the other poor people who are surrounded by these mounds of dirt, right, whose yards, cars get flooded, right? Every time we get a rainstorm or we get some minor coastal flooding. And that's what is at the heart of what these objections are about on a 35% usage rule. Somebody at some time or another put those rules in effect so that there would be a reasonable use of a lot. That is a reasonable number, 35%. If you want 45%, then you should change the rules. If it was just a minor amount of square footage, 10 feet here, 15 feet there, I can assure you that I would not waste your valuable time, and certainly I wouldn't waste my time, right, objecting to the abuses of this overbuilding, which is causing more water to go into the street. There is no place for this water to go. There is no storm drainage. Mm-hmm. In Bay City. It's absolutely preposterous. A couple pipes that have weeds growing all around them, and that's it. Now, Denrec has been there. They're absolutely appalled, right? We've had county officials there. Mr. Lank has been there on numerous occasions. He couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. But the irony of this is it keeps going on and on and on year after year. And the new plan seems to be, which all of a sudden we're realizing, okay, Mr. Oliva comes in with his backhoe. He mounds the lot up 2 to 3 feet above the street level. That pushes all the water off of that lot and pushes it on to everybody else who has a lower elevation lot. Then they put this trailer on, which is oversized for these small of lots. I mean, when they put these trailers on, that's it. You're at your 35% already. Now what happens, and I think what happened to these people, they come in, they want to put a deck on, and then they want to put a closed-in porch, and they want to put a shed in. Well, now we're at 45, 50, 60 feet, you know, of coverage. This is the exact identical problem on the first case that you heard, the Del Rossi's, right? And I have to tell you, unfortunately, there's about 20 more lined up, right? It's got to come to an end. I mean, either we have some rules that are going to protect property owners so that everybody can enjoy their property, or we shouldn't have any rules. We'll just make it a free-for-all, and then we'll have a shanty town, which is the image that trailer parks had for a long time, right? And I don't believe that that's what Sussex County wants, right? It certainly isn't what the individual owners and tenants of Bay City want. I'm very fortunate, right? I happen to be a fee simple property owner there. There's three of us in that park. We're surrounded. Right, I feel awful for some of these, but I feel awful for me. I can't even use my own garage anymore. Right, every time it rains, everybody's got to run trying to find a high place to park their car. Right, and if we don't understand that you can't just keep pushing this water onto the other guy, there's got to be some way to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. I would ask you to take a look at any other trailer park on Bay City or on Long Neck Road. Right, that is not how it's done. Mm-hmm. You raise the trailer, you don't raise the lot, and you adjust the lot size to fit whatever the accommodations are, right, for that particular trailer and whatever additions, you know, that they want to put on. You just can't keep building all these additions on top of one another. There's no place for anything to go.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I'd also like to point out on the variance request that Mr. Lilly and Mrs. Lilly put in, that's not even the whole problem. There's another shed, and I just got a copy of the variance application myself today. There's a 14 or 12 by 12 or 14 by 14 shed there. I think you can see it in the picture that I sent in. That's not on the variance request. All right, so, I mean, it's already over like 30% more than what the usage allows, and that's not even counting the shed that should have been on that variance allowance or variance request that isn't on there. Now, in addition to that, what baffles me, and you heard this in the first testimony with the Del Rossi case, is this constant vagueness of these lot sizes, which is absolutely preposterous. These people aren't given the dimensions unless they go get a plot plan. So they'll go get a plot plan. But I challenge you, I can show you lots there. If you look at the lot dimensions and you measure them off, which the owners have, because they've come to me and they said, well, Dan, my lot goes into the middle of the street. So I'll tell you, I have the plot plan here for Bay City. I'm telling you, most of it's garbage in the old section. The new section is fine, where the planning and zoning people have forced compliance with the regulations. I wrote a four-page letter. I don't want to bore you or anybody else. Right? What I am asking, right, what I'm urging you to do is to deny this request and deny any request that comes in here that is an abuse of that 35% usage rule. I'm also asking you to give a short period of time to fix or correct the problem so that the rest of the people that are around the Lilies and all the other ones are going to come in here, because there's two or three more I know that are lined up. They're just waiting to see if you guys will just switch this thing through, give the variance, and then they'll all be lining up outside paying their $400, right, so they can get away with bloody murder and force all their water and everybody else. And it's a shame, because there's a lot of good people, right, in Bay City. In fact, all of them good people. But you also can't be a good neighbor, you know, and cause all of your neighbors to accept your water. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. I'm also asking that you instruct the Planning and Zoning Commission inspectors. Somehow or another, there has to be a way to stay on top of this. We have been battling since 2000, right, with some of these lots that are forcing water. You've seen pictures from the last one, right? I can see we have tons of pictures. There's people in this audience tonight who are having the same problem. I don't believe it's that the Lilies are bad people. I don't believe the Rossies are bad people. I just believe everybody's got in a habit of just doing whatever they please. And then if they get caught, they pay their $400, and they pass go. I'm asking you, I'm urging you to stop this practice. All right, we got good rules. There's nothing wrong with the rules. I believe if you instruct the inspection people, right, to do their job, which is all we're asking, right, we don't need anybody else, right, to take care of it. I would like to point out two last things before I close. In the packet I sent it today, right, and I want to make sure that everybody understands, this is not like some new thing that just all of a sudden came up as was intimated earlier by Mr. Oliva. That's absolutely preposterous. In a letter attached to that packet from Mr. Lank to Mr. Oliva, to Bay City, he is very clear that mounding these lots is not necessary. I underlined it in yellow for you. He gives them alternatives, right? You jack the trailer. You don't jack the lot and force all your water off on everybody else. But what's actually more embarrassing is Mike Powell, in another attachment I put on there, came down to do a photographic survey of some of the problems in Bay City. And this is the reputation that Bay City is getting, and it's a reputation that Sussex County is getting. And that the actual full email is right there. Some of the attendees, mostly code enforcement officers from other counties, were quite surprised that this sort of thing is allowed to go on, since the adverse effects on drainage are so obvious. Now, I read the papers down here, and I'm sure all you gentlemen are aware of it. There's a little contest going on between, I guess, state and central planning and the counties. I certainly am not an advocate of state planning or DENREC taking over county authority, right? I believe these type problems should be handled within the county. So I certainly don't want DENREC or state planning to be involved, right, and use this as ammunition against the county. But I also have to ask, if the planning and zoning people are not going to do their job, then we have to seek an alternative. So the case is in your decision, What concerns me, and I hope that you remember when you finally make your decision, is that what you decide on this case will be used as precedence for a long line of other people that have all done exactly the same thing. So it's a tough decision on your part. I know that one of the things, because you care just like everybody else is, that these people will have a financial hardship to deal with. That's true. But the financial hardship that the people who are in the lower elevation lots are having, between cars damaged, golf carts ruined, lawnmowers ruined, lawns ruined, shrubs ruined, houses marked up, is far more expensive than these people having to straighten their lots out. Mm-hmm. I'll be glad to try and answer any questions if you have any. If not, I thank you for your time and your consideration.
Okay. I have one.
What, sir?
Who's making the decision to fill the lot before the
Mr. Oliva.
The park?
Yeah.
Park owner?
Yeah. He sells a basic...
He's doing that, in your opinion, why is he making that decision?
Because it's the problem. Well, I don't know exactly. I don't know the reason why, okay? I would probably suspect it's the cheapest of the alternatives because the pilings to support a trailer up 6 feet, 8 feet, whatever the elevation is, would probably be more expensive than the dirt, all right? But what really is sad is that he doesn't even take a look at what it causes drainage-wise. I've had very, very bad conversations with Mr.
Oliva. Do you have a community association there? Active?
Well, I'm actually not part of the trailer park, nor do I wish to be, okay? The trailer park surrounds my property and two other properties, right, on three sides, okay? So, you know, I don't really have any... right to belong to their association. I think they had a quasi one. I think, to be perfectly honest with you, the reason most people, a lot more people haven't been here to complain is because they're scared to death, because they know doggone well if they complain their rents are going to go berserk.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Ma'am, did you wish, do you have something to say back there?
I just wanted to comment on this.
Well, ma'am, you have to come up, be sworn in, and you may take the podium. Thank you.
Name and address?
Patricia Wild, Bay City.
Full address?
Well, let's use Bear. 666 Clifton Drive, Bear, Delaware.
And you swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, not about the truth.
That's correct. We are in the process of updating all of the names for the Civic Association. Elaine Campbell is the president, I am vice president, and we have two other people that are trying to talk him into the other members of the Civic Association. So there is a Civic Association.
Oh, okay.
And we are aware of the other family members that do have drainage issues.
Okay. So, ma'am, are you against this or for this?
I can't comment on the Lilies. As far as Lot 3, I'm against Lot 3. Lot 3 is a blatant disregard to the code. They were well informed of the code.
All right, well, ma'am, we're here on mm-hmm. a different property.
I'm just answering this question.
Okay. So you're not in favor or against this case?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Let me get him. You've been sworn in.
Is there anybody else who wants to speak?
Jim Bossett would like to speak. Would you please come forward this time and be sworn in? Do you want to come up and we'll get you all sworn in?
Name and address.
Now?
Yeah, your name and
address. Sue Lilly, 25912 Walnut Street, Bay City.
Okay. Sir?
John Del Rossi, 25831 Berry Street, Bay City.
Okay. Share the Bible.
Absolutely.
Testimony you're about to give, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, it is.
You've already been sworn in once.
You've been sworn, you're right.
You're okay, sir. You've already been sworn in once.
Just wait.
Just one.
Okay, you have a chance.
All right, ma'am, you go ahead.
I just want to say that we didn't do anything. We weren't trying to get away with anything. We were doing what we thought we were supposed to do. We were told to raise the lot. We raised the lot. And as far as putting the sunroom on, we just, when the builder got the permit, we just assumed we got permission to do it. I thought that's what a permit was for, to get permission. So we weren't trying to get away with anything. We got all the permits and tried to do what we were supposed to do right.
Okay, ma'am.
Ma'am, who told you to raise the lot?
Pardon me?
Who told you to raise
the lot?
The owner of the park.
The owner of the park, okay.
They raised it. They brought the dirt in for us, yes. We did it that way, yes.
Okay.
And the behind our home is 60 foot of open space, dead space that goes back to the dock. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that that's where maybe the inspectors thought we were okay when they first came out to give us the permit, you know, that they didn't measure, that they just looked?
No, inspectors would come out.
Oh, okay. Well, then how do you...
I don't understand
how it works then, okay. I guess.
When you want to make any improvement to your property, then the procedure is to come into the county and get a permit.
We did.
On that permit, it states the setback requirements.
Mm-hmm.
It states all these things that you have to abide by. Okay. The builder should have recognized the fact that what you were wanting to do was didn't meet that requirement of 35%. Just like he should have recognized all the setback requirements and what have you. That's his responsibility as a builder if you're hiring him to do that.
Oh, okay.
And then once the structure is built, see, the county doesn't, that's when the county sends out an inspector to make sure that those rules have been abided by, and then they issue a CO or not. Okay, the county can't, the county's not going to go out and tell everybody where to build.
I just thought that, you know, you pulled up your blueprint and then you said yes to the permit or no to a permit. So you say yes to every permit, whether it's right or not, and it's the builder's responsibility?
That's the purpose of issuing a permit, to tell you this is your limits. Okay.
Okay.
The county can't, you know... Unfortunately, there are people that will build on a lot without even getting a permit.
True.
So even if we had a drawing, in a lot of cases, it wouldn't be complete. So the onus is on the owner or their representative, being the contractor that you hired, to make sure that you're in compliance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And we're not flooding anyone out. I understand that in Bay City. I feel bad for people, too, but... All of our neighbors have already put in new homes, and we were coming up to the rest of them, so we aren't flooding.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. You're up, sir?
Mr. Del Rossi, you understand this is...
Well, this is in kind of support for my fellow Bay City people.
We're only discussing that case.
My friend Dan, my neighbor Dan, seems to be very knowledgeable about what goes on, but he fails to tell the whole truth. I have pictures here which will show drainage right in front of his home, and another drain, a major drain, between my home and his home. Now, can I submit these to you guys? Look at them, please.
What does this have to do with the
What does this got to do with this case here, though, sir?
He's complaining about water everywhere in Bay City. Bay City is a waterfront community. We live within 20, 30 yards of the water. When it rains heavily, the water needs to go somewhere. It fills into the bay. It backs up into the streets.
Okay, what we
maybe he shouldn't live there if he's worried about the water.
Okay, there are drains. What we've asked for... is opposition to this case. Are
opposition.
You opposed?
No, I'm supporting. I'm sorry I missed the opportunity, but the man failed to show you that there is drainage there. It's approved by the county, approved by the state.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it's important that you understand that, because he likes to tell you what he wants to tell you.
Okay, fair enough.
And he's well more experienced than I am. I'm a newcomer here. I might have made a mistake and made my deck bigger, but, you know, let's hear it all. There is drainage there. Mr. Oliva has put drainage in. It's approved. It's been updated. The county knows about it. The state knows about it. And it's right here. It's pictured, which he fails to show, right in front of his house. Now, let him deny this, that the drain's right in front of his house.
Sure.
I submit this for support for our cases, please. And excuse me, I'm a little excited, but someone needs to stand up for the people who want to come there and enhance our neighborhood. We did nothing but good for our neighborhood. We're improving our neighborhood, and this is progress. It's progress. Thank you.
Okay.
It's also building in excess of your limitations. The owner of the park.
Sir, do you have something you wanted to say? The owner of the park? This would be the last.
I just want to comment on Mr. Wayne, that he said, I don't have no drainage. There's drainage everywhere. I called the soil conservation at least 10 times. The engineer, the soil conservation, I come there and it puts transits on the roads. And he had transit the road. And he had figured out how much water is coming for each direction. And when he come and complained 10 times they had been there, the engineer finally came and said, Mr. Oliva's got twice as many, two pipes. One pipe would have been enough to take the water around his house. I got two, double the amount that it's supposed to take. That's what the county engineer says. That's all I want to say.
I have a question, sir.
Sir?
Why then do you haul so much dirt in before you put a new home in?
We had to set the lot 9 foot above sea level.
So
from the federal government for a while.
So it's a flood.
And a lot of people would like to have the house a little bit higher, so when a tide comes in, it wouldn't flood their lot. But each lot that's been put in, it has a retaining wall, which is next to Mr. Wayne, big retaining wall. The other side of the wall, on my lot, the dirt is lower than his lot, and there's a picture to show for. Now.
So who told you that you had to do that to for the floodplain?
It came out years ago that it had to be 9 foot above sea level. So everybody says, oh, when we put a new house, we raised the lot a little bit on the center and taper off so the water.
You do that instead of raising the house?
Well, we raised the house too. Now it's what we're doing. Mr. DeRossi's house lot is not filled nowhere near like the other ones. We just put enough so the water don't go under the lot.
Okay, I just wanted your...
And then there was other lots that had been filled years back that are higher than Mr. DeRossi or other ones we do today. Since okay. Mr. Longia sent me a letter and told me not to fill the lots, it's not been filled the lots. It's just a level, more or less, with the roads, with a tepper, so the water will run off on the road.
So you got that letter from Mr. Lang?
Huh?
You got the letter from Mr. Lang?
Yes, I did a long time ago. And when I got it, since then, no lots has been raised the highest that they're saying.
That's all I want to know. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. All right. Any other questions? Any further questions?
I don't have any other questions, but before I make a motion to table this case,
No, ma'am.
I would suggest that we require a survey for this and not allow any further permits or activity in the park until we do have one.
Yep. I can.
So, is that how I make my motion?
Table with a record of voting for a survey.
Okay.
Okay. I go along with that.
Do you understand that? For a survey?
Just for the survey itself.
Just for the survey itself.
You just want to see the placement of structures.
We have to leave the hearing. Because you have to leave the hearing open to allow the survey to come in.
No.
Actually, you don't. You close the public hearing, table the case, and you can accept it.
Make a motion. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion, case 10,039, that we... we table it with exception for allowing a survey to show where the lot lines are and to request that the office not accept any more permits
until such time
the survey is produced.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Hold on.
No permits at all for Bay City.
No,
for Bay City. Okay. Excuse me, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,039 for the purpose of having a survey presented and done to show the lot lines and that no further permits be issued for Bay City until such time that it is done. Everyone understand the motion? All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, and that's for take a break. Okay, the board stand recess for next case, please.
Case number 10,040, the Council of